Hello there. This episode is sponsored by The Odds. Never tell me the odds. If you like what you hear, please like, subscribe, tell your friends. And without further ado, here's our short but sweet show. Hello there, everyone, and welcome to the Padawan Unlimited podcast, a Star Wars Unlimited trading card game podcast. I am your host, Gil, and today is going to be a short episode compared to those of the last month. I know I had a lot of guests, but some scheduling conflicts occurred, mostly due to PAX Unplugged. I think a lot of people were just like preparing for that. And PAX Unplugged, for those of you who are unaware, is a three-day convention in Philadelphia, New Jersey, really dedicated to tabletop board games. There will be a variety of SWU events there. So if you are in the area joining that, I will probably be running around with my Padawan Unlimited purple shirt. So if you see me, stop by, say hi. I would love to chat with you. I think I'll do maybe a couple events. But again, today is going to be a short episode. What I really want to focus on is two things. The first is thanking all of you for listening and sticking with me for the past 6 months, or, you know, past couple weeks if you are a relatively new listener. I really appreciate your support. I don't do this for money. I do this for fun. And I think I want to really help grow this community. And this podcast has been growing slowly and steadily for the past 6 months. So much so that kind of looking at, you know, the analytics metrics on the back end, I see a lot of new listeners from around the globe. A lot of people kind of tuning in for an episode here or there, having about 50 subscribers or so, which is, I mean, for a podcast is fantastic. This is not YouTube, right, where I can, you know, you could just like get a bunch really fast. So again, I really appreciate that. I have prepared some kind of recorded thank you for listening, hello there, and a couple languages that I wanted to show my appreciation in. I think the last time I did this was I said thank you in German, or hello there in German. So I have a couple more. Let me switch over to that now. Oh, which also, by the way, I'm doing my best to make sure I pronounce what I'm trying to say, which is like thank you for listening kind of deal, or thank you for your support of me, as authentically as possible. I am using Google Translate, and I'm trying to also verify how to pronounce it on YouTube. So I deeply apologize if I mispronounce what I'm trying to say, but my intention is good. Again, just want to give thanks to you and give thanks to everyone out there that I can, slowly but steadily.
Kitos kun kuntelit. Tak for at du listende. Na mihi ito tau toko yao. Obrigado por ouvir.
Hopefully I did a good job there. Again, you know, I can't stress it enough how thankful I am for you all listening to me and your support. It is very encouraging throughout the week to be able to know that at least some people are listening. And you know, I can't maybe appreciate the content. I strive to always give you high quality stuff. And I apologize if I do have some misses in terms of audio quality, for example. I will always strive to give you the best that I can. And then finally, before I move on to the second topic, I just want to give a shout out to someone that I met on Carabast, which is fun. Recognized on Carabast has always been kind of a fun little chat I can have with some new users. But I do want to give a shout out to a user named Hypercritter. This person spanked me while playing against my Obi-Wan ECL deck. They were Sabine ECL, and I typically do okay against that speed, but I did not have a turn one draw. And I just was like, good job. This is your game. And it really was. I mean, it was, I got blown away so fast. I mean, Sabine is still, I think Sabine's going to, you know, make their way back into the meta a little bit more. It's just, I think people just kind of outplayed her a little bit. But she's going to start taking some top eights, if not some wins in the future. I know she didn't get a lot of cards from set three, but she doesn't need it. And Hypercritter, if you're listening, good on you, brother or sister or whoever, because you killed it. You beat me. I was just getting tilted and I misplayed, and you took the win. So shout out to you. You're a great competitor. I appreciate the quick chat and the quick game that we had on Karabast. And then finally, the last topic I want to talk about real briefly is I would be remiss not to mention it because it just the news just came out yesterday. But we talked about set four. And set four to me looks super exciting. And if you haven't seen it or you haven't heard about it, I'm just gonna give you a quick download. They are introducing a lot of space stuff, obviously, because it's jump to light speed. But the leaders that they have now are going to be able to have, or not leaders, but there's a new trait called pilot. And the way pilot works is that there is a piloting cost, right? That you play and you get to attach it to a unit and it becomes an upgrade. And some of these abilities are really cool. So for example, Boba Fett is a new leader. Another Boba Fett for set four, another Boba Fett leader. But when you deploy this leader, you can use the pilot ability and attach it as an upgrade. And then that unit becomes a leader unit, which is pretty cool. And for example, what it does is when deployed, deal up to 4 damage divided to it as you choose among any number of units. That's pretty cool. They have a Bossk one. You get to exhaust on attack, exhaust a defender and deal 1 damage to it if it's a unit. A lot of interesting things going on here. They also are throwing in tokens. What I mean, like token units, token space units, so from what I understand, they have a TIE fighter and an X-Wing token space unit. So they went ground this set, set three, Twilight of the Republic, and then they're going space, which is really cool. And a lot of the art, especially if, I don't know if you've seen this beautiful image of the Chimera. So, and for those of you who don't know, the Chimera is Grand Admiral Thrawn's flagship. It looks so I mean, I don't want to shout out loud because to me it looks so good and Thrawn's such a great character. I just love the way that they did this art. I want to give kudos to the artist, whoever it might be. I don't know it yet, but I will give kudos whenever set four comes out. Chef's kiss, fantastic art. And then finally, they also talked about what's going to be coming out of those carbonite packs. So again, if you haven't been following and you're more of a collector, they have a new booster box that's going to come out. It's going to be like this special edition carbonite box. Each of those cards in that box is essentially going to be either a foil, a hyperspace foil, and there's going to be higher chances for things like showcases in it. And then there's also going to be unique art specific to that box. Not unique cards, to be clear. Not at least from my understanding, maybe I misread it, but like it's not going to be unique cards where you could only get it from there, which would suck in my opinion. But it's going to be unique art, and I'm so excited to see what that looks like. I am personally a little bit more collector than competitive. I'm also just casual in general, so I do appreciate the art, as you can probably tell, because I kind of fanboyed over the Chimera graphic that I've seen, but. Set four seems to be is shaping up to me to be an interesting set. We will see how the piloting works because it is an upgrade. That means, and it was confirmed that you can use confiscate or like disabling Fang Fire to remove pilots, which is one cost card less in terms of confiscate can remove your new leaders off a unit. We'll see how this plays out. I know that, set two, capture didn't really make a stand, didn't really do anything. I've seen people use smuggle all the time. We'll see how piloting works. I'm excited because there's a lot going on here. Space tokens, which makes it very interesting. You get to, new deploy mechanics. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. As always, you feel free to DM me on the socials. and primarily I really stopped using Instagram, but I guess you can feel free to chat me on YouTube, send me a private message, or send me an email at gil@padawanunlimited.com, and I'll make sure we talk about it at the next episode. Anyway, like I said, this is going to be a short one. I only want to talk about two things. First, again, thank you all for listening. I will definitely have a much longer episode next week. I'll see which of my recurring guests and or new ones that we can bring. And then we'll go from there. So again, until next time, may the force be with you.